T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have been off so many Mondays because of twins. If I've received one email, then I've received thousands of emails.
Tens of thousands.
Actually, millions asking us to bring back overrated, underrated, properly rated. I think I phrased it right because I haven't received one, but I just decided I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah. Let's talk about theft.
Well, that's okay.
Idea
that's
theft.
That's my lead. Oh, okay. So that's my lead. That's what's caused me to bring back overrated, underrated, properly rated Michael Rand. So we'll get
Corey
to that.
Heppala.
Oh yeah, and Corey Heppala.
Well, we Love Doctor.
At Love Doctor. On. Yeah. Oh, trust me, that's on the list too.
Oh wait, what did Rand do? I missed that.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Okay,
we'll get to it. But I want to get to the Sesame Street question. You're stuck on a deserted island. And you can pick one of these Sesame Street friends to come with you. Who are you picking? And who knows Sesame Street better than the four of us? Closed circuit to common. Who exactly are these people? Here are your four to pick from. Cookie Monster, Elmo, Grover, or Oscar the Grouch? Okay, let me just go first here. I'm going to eliminate somebody right away. Elmo. I couldn't listen to his voice. I'd kill him. I literally would choke Elmo out. Among my favorite things now on the Levitard show, the show we both hail often, is Jeff Passan, who broke the Mike Trout story. Have you heard his Elmo?
Yes.
It's
breaking down.
It's
Major League Baseball.
It's among the best Elmos ever, and he
how they use it.
He blends his normal voice and then breaks into Elmo. It's absolutely brilliant. So do we all agree Elmo is out?
He's out.
Lindsay is with me. How about Grover? Where do we stand on Grover?
Grover, there's a very funny video of Grover that's turned into one of these what do you hear moments. If you look it up, there's a clip of Grover saying, I think it's a fantastic idea.
I've seen
but if
before.
You listen, it sounds like he's saying the F-bomb.
The F-bomb.
And it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because once you can hear it both ways, it's great. And it's actually a nice psychological experiment in how the mind works.
Yeah. And, of course, you heard the F-bomb.
Well, that's above Broward.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about here.
La-di-da.
Well, first of all, why isn't Big Bird an option? Because if Big Bird can fly,
you know what it is?
Get us off the island, Big Bird. Let's go.
It's like Michael Hsu said. They're cherry-picking for us. They're not giving us.
Even though I find Big Bird highly annoying.
Yeah,
never been a fan of Big Bird.
You know what I'm
going
to say about Big Bird? Overrated.
Overrated.
Grover, Lindsay, where are you at with Grover on this list?
I feel like I remember Grover being pretty annoying, too.
I do, too.
I mean, like, not as annoying as Elmo.
Yeah, Elmo, I mean, I'd choke him out within 30 seconds. I just to feel
what
better.
What if he choked you out? What if Elmo's...
Listen, I would pay to see that.
I can't
tickle
take...
me Elmo.
I can't take Minnie out, but I can take Elmo. Elmo, let's go. Okay.
Shiv in the back, Elmo.
Oh, yeah. That's our gift item at the fair this year. Evil, villainous Elmo.
Of course, Texter raised a good point of Big Bird, though. That's a lot of chicken.
Yeah. Well, that's if you kill Big Bird.
You know, remember Big Bird when he sleeps? He snores. You know,
Big
you
Bird
sneak
might,
up on Big Bird. When
Big
he's
Bird
sleeping.
Might peck you to death.
You got to get him when he's sleeping.
Well, that wouldn't be a problem for me because I don't sleep.
Go ahead, Big Bird. Go to sleep. I'll take the first watch.
Oscar the Grouch would fit in with the three of us extraordinarily well.
And he's got the can. I mean, the can can be used to try to get off the island, right?
That's
an aluminum can. It's got to float.
Or that could be your Wilson, right? Then you could be talking to the can.
You probably got to get rid of Oscar before you take his can to try to get off the island.
Go ahead,
Oscar. Fall asleep.
But I'm going with the masses. Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster's the best personality of
He's the friendliest. And oh, by the way, what's the other reason why you're bringing the Cookie Monster?
You assume he's going to have cookies?
Absolutely.
No.
What?
Here's why you don't want Cookie Monster. There are no cookies. Cookie Monster, if you know one thing about Cookie Monster, guy likes to eat.
I'm looking at somebody likes to eat.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. But Cookie Monster is going to be looking at you like.
He's going to eat me?
C is for cannibalism. I threw it in.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Cookie Monster
is. Cookie Monster is going to let you fall asleep.
Lindsay, Cookie Monster is, even if it's crumbs, even if it's a few crumbs, there's going to be a little bit of food. So I'm all in on Cookie Monster. If I have to forget one, if I have to take one, I'm taking Cookie Monster.
I don't know. I think I'm going Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah? You're going Oscar?
Yeah, because our personalities are the most similar. And even if, here's the thing, is like, if you're around someone who's grouchy, it's still less annoying than being around someone who is like, the world is sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, no, that's why almost dead.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would take the grouchy person. I don't know, cookie, I'm good.
Food! Don't you guys want to eat?
I want to get off the island.
That's what I'm saying. Big Bird.
Somebody says the guys in the balcony.
Yeah. Do we want Stadler and Waldorf?
Exactly. Do we want those guys?
That's the Muppet Show, though. That's different.
That's very competition. Different. Yeah, it's competition.
Very different. Because, I mean, Kermit would just swim off the island. You just ride on his back.
Yeah, but we don't know if Kermit can hold us, right?
Again, I'm Miss Piggy.
Is it an island with salt water around it? You'd float, and he would just pull you along.
No,
I mean,
we're debating the kind of water.
Right. I mean, is it a freshwater lake?
Miss Piggy, man. You got bacon, pork chops.
I'd kill her.
Ham.
I think cannibalism?
Yeah. You'd kill Miss Piggy right away, too, right?
I don't know. She's got that chop.
She's evil.
Yeah.
I mean, she is evil, right? So you have to be worried about what she might do to you. Overrated. Underrated, properly rated. Adam Carter is properly rated. He has the news right now.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated. It's about time this show came up with a new idea. Once again, it's time to play overrated, underrated, or properly rated. Now here's your overrated host, Chad Hartman.
All right, here's my first one. This is a little tongue in cheek because it's not like, well, all of this is tongue in cheek. So let's go with that premise. How long have we honestly been doing some version of overrated, underrated, properly rated? Right, multiple years now, and then we started doing it on a regular basis. So yesterday, Mike Ramble, answering whether the Gophers have overachieved, underachieved, or properly achieved. Hello? Overachieved, underachieved, properly achieved. Carter?
Oh.
That's our bit.
Tell me about it.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
That is our bit. Word for word. Now I'm going to defer to you. I think we call this, hey, it's Corey Hepla.
Yes.
Hey. It's Corey Hepla. I believe that's on 9 to noon on The Neighbor.
Right here on The Good Neighbor.
On The Good Neighbor.
To the Northwest.
Even though I don't know if we're really Northwest. We're bold North. That's what we are.
Well, that totally shows you how old the station is. When we're talking to The Good Neighbor to the Northwest. This is before Seattle was developed in Washington State. For
Good
Lewis
Neighbor,
and Clark.
The Good Neighbor, the West. Yeah. You know?
The Wild West.
All I know is all of a sudden they have a regular bit called Dr. Love.
And here's the travesty about it. It's an actual doctor, I think, who's actually giving sound advice.
Dr. Love, the guy's called.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of another show.
Great Kiss song, by the way.
I can't think of another show that has maybe a bit where they call it The Love Doctor.
Yeah.
Noon to 3. We couldn't come up with a different name. We have The Love Doctor, who, by the way, closed circuit to Dr. Love. Our guy's better. You might want to steal some of his material. So, yeah. What do you think about that? The Steelers. We know our Steelers.
I'm hurt.
Our show isn't that good to steal.
I know.
Okay. I got a bunch. This will shock you. Richard Pitino. They defeat the Purdue Boilermakers. And there's nothing better, okay, than having your oldest son who attended Purdue watching his club go down in flames and he's running the couch at home. I mean, you think...
That's great.
Oh, my God. The joy.
Was Sid there?
Yes.
Is that, oh,
yes.
Perfect.
On his birthday. The joy that brought. Oh, it was so absolutely good. But Richard Pitino, after that game, goes into this, right? Why is nobody talking about us? I mean, we have to be the least discussed team in the country. What the bleep is he talking about? Honestly, I normally like Richard Pitino, his public comments. I think he's kind of funny. I don't know yet if he's a good coach. I think his job here at the U of M has been positively, okay, right? But that was a nice win over Purdue, right? And the fact they beat Purdue twice and almost beat him the first game in West Lafayette, and that completely put him in a position where they were going to be in the tournament. But when Richard's going to the woe is me cart, I mean, you want to know why nobody's talking about him? Because you're just an average, you're just a slightly above average basketball team. Do you think like their ESPN's meeting and Bleacher Report is meeting and the Ringer's meeting? And they're like, don't talk about Minnesota. You can't talk about Minnesota. We've got to gather together and not talk about Minnesota. That was idiotic. Did that make any sense to you at all?
No, not at all.
Why is nobody, you know when they weren't talking about it? When they lost the next day by 70.
Got tired, man.
Yeah. Well, three games in 3 days.
No, it is. No,
three games in 3 days. And it was a good finish. And I haven't said he should be fired. I will say this, the recruiting, they got one kid next year. Because there are some people in the media who are good friends of mine who are such apologists for this program. We just see things so differently. And they have some. He's had some good recruits, right? Coffey's a good recruit. Jordan Murphy turned out to be a great recruit because nobody thought he would turn in this player. Aturu is going to be a nice player. He's been really up and down here late, probably just the whole freshman situation. Isaiah Washington, that's a good recruit. How was that kid the New York High School Player of the Year? There should be an investigation. But they got one kid recruited next year. So that's not possible. Let's do this so we don't fall too far behind. Because I got more. I know you guys have. But, yeah, start stealing our other bits. I mean, just give us a little credit. Or we'd rather have the cash, wouldn't we? We really don't need the credit yet. Just send money. If you have an overrated or an underrated, send it to us. 81807. Back in moments on CCO. I think CCR was a part of a overrated, underrated before. I think properly rated. Didn't you surprise me?
No, I just properly rated.
Properly rated. Some textures, just massively overrated.
Oh, my God, honestly. Just the fact that you can't stand it so much that you're sitting, it's like you're locked in a room with the radio on. I mean, my God.
Some of us paid attention in high school. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where are we at, Lindsay, with the note on either the vending machines, either on the pop side or the candy side, when they're leaving a note telling us the prices have moved up? Do you want a note trying to justify that prices have moved up?
Is this something that's happening?
Yeah, there's a note.
What?
Yeah, we've had, like this pop that I just bought just went up a nickel. Do we care that there's a note associated? Is it good that they put a note? Does it just make us more angry? I think I don't think I'd put a note up if that was my business. Do you think it helps? If that was your account, Lindsay, what would you do?
Well, I'm not.
I know you don't want that to be your business long term. I don't think that's why you're going.
No. I was going to say, I find it comical that we hire an outside company to bring in the snacks, but I guess that's probably what most people do because someone within the building doesn't want to be in charge of it. But But it's also like,
what if they were? What if like once a month you had to bring in snacks for the whole place?
No, I don't mean that, but like killer money if you had like a candy cart at your desk.
Yeah.
Because you could sell it to people cheaper than what they're selling there. Because I mean,
Adam would be selling hash brownies.
Hash brownies.
Oh, hash brownies.
Then hash browns.
Yeah, hash browns.
Like an hour.
Hash browns. Crispy.
Come for your hash brownies. Come back in an hour for the hash browns.
Yeah. Hash browns have to be crispy, though, right?
Or else crispy hash browns opened me up into the world of potatoes. But I was strictly a French fry guy until about, you know, years. And then it was crispy hash browns. And then I wouldn't even eat hash browns. But then I'm like, oh, you know, crispy hash browns, not bad.
McDonald's hash browns.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The greasiness of them.
Grease.
Oh, yeah.
You need like three of them, though, to feel satisfied.
Why is the Star Tribune going with the Metro Player of the Year and not the Player of the Year in basketball? And they do the same thing, I think, in hockey also, right? Let's adapt, Star Tribune. I mean, I'm looking at the sports section. The Metro Player of the Year, the kid from Hopkins, who's a good player. Why isn't it the Player of the Year? You know, you're the one always says Greater Minnesota. I say
outstanding. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
I screwed that up, didn't I? There's a shocker. Star Tribune, let's go. I'm going to bite my tongue on the Capella Tower because I could do about 30 minutes on that building. But let's just say I'm holding off on that one. For the folks who have to deal with I-35 leaving downtown, my deepest sympathies for you. Because I had to venture that way the other day for the first time in a long time when I was down here on one of my, I don't know, off days due to a Twins ball game. And I was I was next door, and then I had to head out that way. I was texting you with some evil thoughts. I mean, I was parked on I-35 for 20 minutes at 1 o'clock, and there's nothing going on. How do people put up with that every day?
I don't know. I don't know how people put up with traffic every day. I guess you just become just accepting of it. I suppose it's like when you know it's going to be there, you're more accepting of it.
But if you suddenly come across like
Mike's not on.
I thought I pressed it. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
When you stumble upon stop traffic at 2 p.m. on a Saturday, and you're like, what is happening?
Yep.
I know. I always try and tell myself if I get in a bad commute, I'm like, okay. It could be worse. And it also is a lot easier that I've now found podcasts. You know, I'm like 9 years late to the trend. Mm. I'm a real influencer over here.
How about the wheel? Have you discovered that yet?
The Wheel of Fortune?
No, just wheel.
I'm just wondering, we watch the Wheel of Fortune every night.
Wheel of Fortune. Properly rated.
Such a good show.
Overrated. Yes, I'm sorry.
Watch yourself.
I'm sorry.
This is Quentin's favorite show, buddy.
I know. Maybe it's because my mom sat me in front of the TV and made me watch it.
You're on one side, the sweetest 17-year-old ever, and the kindest mom ever is on the other side. I'm very comfortable where you stand right now. We're getting textures right now. We're on 35. Yeah, it's a complete fiasco. The original Chips Ahoy, so properly rated. There are too many Chips Ahoy varieties, okay? But just go original because it's got some crunch to it. Don't you want a chocolate chip that's got a little crunch? Or do you want chewy?
No, I don't want chewy. If it's a boxed cookie like that, like, you know, something on the shelf, I don't want chewy because it tastes fake. I want crunchy. But if it's you're making chocolate chip cookies, then a little chewy is okay. I don't want it to be super hard. Mine's a little controversial, and I've been sitting on this one for a while because it happened.
People overrated?
No. Well, yeah. John and I went to the Home and Garden show months ago, and I was astonished by how much I dislike this trend, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Barn doors, unless they're a necessity, are so overrated.
Wow, barn doors.
It's like the trend in house design right now, white barn doors with black hardware.
Okay, I'm with you.
And I get it if you don't have the space for a door and say you need to do like a pocket door, so you do a barn door. But so many people—
So in their house—
Say choose barn doors over a regular door. One, half
absurd.
The time, the tracks are super cheap, so the door wiggles as you pull it back and forth. And two, it's just like at some point in life, you're going to wish you had a regular door there.
I'm with you 1,000%. Carter, at the new mansion and Summit Avenue, if you consider barn doors.
No. No. I like them, though. I like the sliding. I wouldn't want to get pinned underneath one if
you
it
like,
fell off the...
You like barn doors and you don't like Wheel of Fortune.
I'm sorry.
And you don't like dogs. I mean, what? Seriously.
You ever tell...
Could you leave and
you
Lindsay
ever say
stay?
That to somebody, though, who's got their fly? Hey, the old barn door's open there, fella.
Do you have to go fella after?
Is yes.
That kind of the key?
I'm putting her on the spot, but I was with a girlfriend on Saturday who was having some issues with her
barn door?
Jean zipper with her barn door.
Yeah.
So we had a code word.
What was it?
It wasn't barn door. She said that would have embarrassed her. I was just supposed to signal something to her.
Wouldn't that be more embarrassing if
doing
jumping jacks or something?
I mean, that's just kind of given.
Yeah.
Know?
I think the old person who misses Boone and Erickson still uses barn door.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we didn't ask a question, by the way, closed circuit to the texter. Okay, I've got more. These guys have more. An extended version of overrated, underrated, properly rated. We will get to plenty of other serious items. Jamie's involved in a story today. So if it turns out Jamie's story ends sooner, that's going to be a part of my overrated, underrated. So I'll expand on that. We are going to get the president and talk about him early in the 2 o'clock hour. And medicinal marijuana, that's coming up in an hour on Adam Carter's radio station, WCCO. There's an invention now, maybe it's been out there for a while and I just paid attention to it, where this toothbrush is claiming it brushes your teeth and flosses at the same time. That would be properly rated, Lindsay. Wouldn't that be great?
It makes me laugh because, and I hope my dentist isn't listening.
Well, you're so into your dentist, you still drive 90 minutes to get to him.
No, my dentist retired, and I now go to Dr. B. John's dad is a dentist, so I've just got grandfathered into the family.
Oh, wow. Is that the dentist you told me is just terrible?
He is the worst. No, he's the best.
Oh, okay.
He's the best. But I always loved as a kid. I always got told I was so good at – I did such a good job flossing, and I never did. I think they always told me every time. Even my mom would come in.
Well, you have very good teeth.
Thank you. I had braces twice.
Yeah. I had it once.
They would come in and my mom would be there and she'd be like, Lindsay is just doing such a good job flossing. And everyone would be like, great, good job, guy. You know? And I was like, oh, no, never.
So he's a fraud.
He was a total fraud.
You know, he was too. He was mailing it in. He wasn't telling the truth. Carter?
No, but even.
That's a lousy dentist.
No, even the dental hygienist told me that.
They all, well, you should have left. Because they, Carter, were mailing it in.
Or I just have really clean teeth.
No, why would they lie to her saying that her.
Because she didn't floss her teeth.
I know, but they were clean nonetheless.
And they were saying that meant they just would say that to everybody. To everybody, they'd say.
No way.
No.
How do you guys know?
Because
I mean, I don't know either.
That's
obviously.
True. Who knows?
Oh, man. Flossing? I'm back on the flossing train.
Are you?
It feels so good.
But it was, well, it's just bad. Because I've always had very sensitive gums.
I've always thought that.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, no, it's just because.
Gingivitis?
I don't think I'm gingivitis, but.
Sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Other illnesses that just sound disgusting.
Gout.
Gout sounds bad, right? Gingivitis.
Gout. I think the list begins and ends at gout.
How about herpes?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. Crabs. I mean, who wants
crabs? Do we still have those? I mean, I don't know. We have a new name.
Is chlamydia
for them?
Crabs or gonorrhea? You'd know there,
Mr.
STD.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. You're the STD expert on the show. You're going to miss this, aren't you?
Gout.
I mean, you're really
diving into my STD knowledge on a Tuesday afternoon.
Lupus?
Lupus is definitely not an STD, but it does not
sound good. No, but it doesn't sound good, lupus.
No. Well, what's a foot and mouth disease?
Ooh.
That's a
mad cow disease.
All
right.
Do we still have a lot of mad cow disease going on?
No.
And I mean, do we see
thankfully.
And, I mean, why aren't more cows mad? I mean, cows seem fairly benign, don't they?
You're making light of a terrible situation.
Oh, like, you would never do that. I know. I mean, okay, Mr. Journalist over there, Mr. Did you ever go cow tipping at any point in your life?
No.
Lindsay?
Never.
You guys never went cow tipping?
And I'm from, like, an area where I'm sure that's a thing.
We had a lot of cows, but they're all down ready to put the kibosh
in. Yeah,
so exactly. You just don't want to mess with them
torture
anymore.
Yeah. You know, you probably went up there and say, hey, Bessie, tomorrow.
Texter said scabies, and that's up there.
Oh, scabies. Yes.
I've had it.
Scabies.
Had them.
Somebody says
ringworm.
Oof. Gross.
That was always bad when the wrestling team had an outbreak. And
of ringworm.
Yep.
Mm.
Yuck. Tapeworm.
Ugh. My gum pockets improved tremendously when I stopped flossing. I'm not sure I've ever heard the term gum pockets. Am I missing out on gum pockets?
I learned what a water line is yesterday.
Tell us.
Do you know what your water line
is? I think
I
have heard that before, yes, with Dr. Lira. But expand.
Water line is the part of your eyelash. It's like basically the under part of your eyelash, and women apparently put eyeliner on it. It's like a really trendy way to apply your eyeliner, but people also have poked themselves in the eye and like done serious damage. Like you basically you hold up your eyelashes like this,
yeah,
and then that tiny little part between your eyelashes and your eye, you pencil in there.
I mean, that is commitment to fashion. I'm exhausted. Do you guys have any more overrated, underrated properties?
I just want to shout out to the best of the texters today. Wind pants, underrated.
Just wind
pants? Out of nowhere.
Wind pants,
underrated. I will approve on it.
Okay,
you do love a good pair of wind pants.
I love wind pants.
You wear them
athletic
out.
Pants.
Can I ask, though, your wind pants, are they lined?
No.
They're just that plasticky stuff.
Lindsay, that's going too far. I mean, seriously. Mackenzie needs to talk to you about that.
Well, I got 2 days. I mean, I'm just trying to get all of it out in time.
But our sweat. Okay, so I know the difference between sweatpants and wind pants, because I'm with Lindsay. I think of more wind pants now that there's a little bit of lining in them.
Well, there's two different kinds. There's the ones that have the lining in them.
Yep,
and then they typically have like an elastic waistband around the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the ones that don't. And those tend to be more of that like sports material, that like shiny, the stuff that snags. Nylon, rayon, I don't even know.
He buys all the stuff at Lululemon anyway.
He's
Mr. La-di-da over there. Okay, the story Lindsay found here. The woman says, I live in Manhattan. Good daycare, some preschool centers are as rare as any Harvard acceptance letter, right? Trying to get their kids into these schools. So when it came time to enroll my child, I did some research, found my target, the best facility in the city. I looked up the director of admissions online, emailed her to set up a meeting. The outlook at the time was fairly bleak. The preschool had a 2-year wait list. How'd you like to look at that? A 2-year wait list. For various reasons I won't disclose here, my child needed the spot in 2 weeks. Wow, that sounds like our planning, Carter. Wait, I know I need this, but guess what? It's my kid. Okay, I got to get it done tomorrow.
That is me.
That's me also. I could have planned the whole thing better. I do feel bad about it. I asked what it would take to get a spot. Turns out, and this will shock absolutely no one, bargaining was considered kosher. So I bargained. Due to my job at the time, I had access to celebrities. The program needed big names to lend luster to its annual fundraising. Do you guys go gala or gala?
Gala.
Gala. I'm with you. And what was that? Do you attend galas often?
I don't know. Gala? Who says gala?
That's the apple. It's gala apples.
Is it really?
I think so.
Gala? I always say gala apples.
I think it's gala apples. I could be totally – this literally will be the hill I die on. Okay. That it's gala apples.
Gala.
I think it's gala apples.
Opal apples.
Gala.
Underrated. Have you guys tried an opal apple?
No, I had a pizzazz one the other day, and it was sure pizzazzy. It was good.
How many Z's?
P-I-Z-Z-A-Z-Z.
That's a lot.
Four Z's.
And so guess what? It was mutually beneficial. for both sides. My kid jumped the line a full 24 months, and I provided the introductions to the A-listers who dutifully ship champagne. Boy, say that. No, they sipped. They didn't ship. If they would have shipped champagne, it would be better, but they sipped champagne at the glitzy event. No one asked any questions about how or why someone, me, who had done zero work with the Parents Association or contributed exactly nothing to the committees, suddenly had a child with 5 days a week scheduling. Should I feel guilty about this? I don't know. I'm not a Kushner. I can't throw $2.5 million at the Harvard school down the line. I've always understood that often your kid advantage costs money, and I don't have a lot. Let's react. Is she any different than the controversy we had last week? If you were in the same position as her or him, would you just do the same exact thing, trying to get your kid into the preschool, apparently, in Manhattan, which is ferociously difficult, where the wait went from 2 years to whenever little Billy wants to come on in, all is good to go. Where do you stand on this one? It's 49 past 1. That is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to lower your energy bills with a free home energy audit.
Have you got any guts? If you want to criticize, sign your name Gutless.
Gutless. Fits right there. Okay, this parent in Manhattan, it's a 2-year wait, Carter, to get in this preschool. She, he, pretty la-di-da, has access to stars, says, hey, you know what? I can get Keanu Reeves and Robert Downey Jr. to show up at your big event. Does that move Adam Jr. to the front of the line? They said, come on in. If you had that same challenge, you're living in Manhattan, you're working at WCBS. You're the, what would you be at WCBS? I think the afternoon news jock. Hello, everybody. 437 here on WCBS. Are they KCBS? I don't even know what's there.
It's and, WCBS. KCBS and, is San Francisco.
Thank you. And you can
west
get.
West of the Mississippi.
Thank you. And you can get Adam Jr. in, and you've got access to the hoi polloi. Would you do it?
Probably.
Lindsay? You also have Adam Jr. And you have this access to the stars. And it's Manhattan, where it is an absolute zoo to get your kids in. Would you do this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we...
I
would too.
It's the unfortunate reality, I think, if there is something that is important, that I think a lot of people would do it. But we also criticize what is going on right now.
Is this...
It's very different.
It is very different.
Very different.
It's significantly different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure my parents pulled a lot of strings to get me into Small Wonders.
Tiny Tots.
Oh, we know that. We know it's paid off.
Jim probably offered free furnaces, plumbing. They were like, we don't want her. You know, last kid in the family, they knew how much trouble we were.
If the board of this school, Carter, finds out that little Adam Jr. got in this way, they're kicking Adam Jr. out. But if they kick Adam Jr. out, guess what? No Robert Downey Jr. coming to the...
And where's the line for what in today's environment, I guess, yes. But at the same time, you're looking at a preschool that's got a waiting list for 3 years. Like, hey, Chuck can finally get into the school. Unfortunately, he's 46 years old now, so come on down.
Well, according to a few texters towards us, we didn't pay attention to school. The three of us should go back to that school.
I have dreams about that a lot. It's not fun.
That you're back in preschool?
Back in high school.
College for me. I'm constantly going.
I always go back to high school. I never finished a class, so I'm like 33 years old. Back finishing this one class.
Mine is now. I have not completed my credits, so I actually have to go back,
take classes,
and not only that, get a dorm room. I have a dorm room
Are the girls and Jen with you in the dorm room?
44, and the bros on my wing, you know, they're like, oh, dude, like, do they even talk like
who's
that in college
old
anymore?
Guy?
Yes. Whose dad is here? Why are we in California?
What, are they all high? I mean, maybe this could be our... Maybe this is our well, no wonder you want to go back to college then. Maybe this is our Facebook experiment. Next fall, Augsburg's closed. Augsburg, do they have dorms?
When I was in Eau Claire.
Yeah, I've been inside the Augsburg.
I worked in Eau Claire in 1998. I went back to a college party with a buddy of mine, and I was old then. That was 25 years
ago. Come on. We got the captain in town today. This is our new experiment. To Augsburg next fall.
Would you loft your bed?
Yeah, for sure.
Only way to get some room.
I love the loft.
Oh, my God. And the love doctor and Dr. Bong will visit you. CBS, plenty on President Trump early next hour on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.